Okay, boys, today's daf is daf Ayin Ches. We're holding the last line of Ayin Zayin Ummid Beis, where the Gemara begins. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Ravur, Ziz Hayoitzim and Akoisil Dalit Al Dalit, Viniach Olav Sulam Kolshehu, Miatoi. So, as you recall, since we began our perek, we're talking about two chatzeirois, and there is a wall between the two chatzeirois. And if the wall is an impenetrable wall, then you can only make two separate Eruvin. One Erev for Chotzer A, and one Erev for Chotzer B. However, if there is a Pesach in that wall, then they have a choice. Then they can go and make two Eruvin, or they can unite as one united Erev, the two Chatzerois together. So the Mishnah gave an example of what type of Pesach, a Pesach of a Chaloin. Of course, the more simple and practical case is the case where you actually have a door in between. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah was, even if you didn't have a door, but you had a Chaloin, you had a window. And then remember we had that the window has to have the dimensions of 4 by 4 Tvachim, and has to be within 10 Tvachim from the ground. So now our Gemara is focusing on other forms of Pesach. And we already started on this in yesterday's Gemara. We spoke about putting up a sulam. A sulam, of course, is a ladder. And if you put up a ladder next to the wall of the chotzer, even though normally you cannot get through the wall because there's a wall, however, if you have a sulam, depending on the dimensions of the sulam again being a ladder, if you have the right dimensions, then you would be able to go and make a Pesach out of the sulam. And what are the dimensions that we're talking about? So we spoke about that it has to have at least 4 width on the bottom. Having 4 width, it's a Dover Choshev, and that already brings you into the category of a Pesach. And now a Gemara today gives you another few examples. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. You have a Ziz. Ziz means a ledge, which is protruding. Hayoytzman HaKoysel, it's protruding. And it's Dalet Al Dalet. It has those dimensions of the Chaloin like we had in the Mishnah. Dalet Al Dalet. So it's Choshev. But of course, a ziz doesn't get you over the wall, or doesn't get you through the wall. So you have to have something more than the ziz. And that is, v'niach olav sulam kolshu. And he takes a sulam. Sulam, of course, being a ladder. And he leans the ladder against the ziz. Now, even though the ladder doesn't happen to be 4 wide, says Rashi, but the ziz is 4 wide. But that's not enough. It's got to be that we can go and take the ladder and merge it into the ziz so that we have 4 tvachim in the rochav, in the width. Meaning, if you look at the wall from the right to the left of this ziz, as well as of the ladder, it's got to be 4 wide. But this sulam wasn't 4 wide, it was only a kolshu. So explains Rashi, it's talking about that from the floor to the bottom rung of the ladder, there was less than 3 tvachim. From the bottom rung to the next rung was less than 3 tvachim. And from the next rung to the next rung, there was less than 3 tvachim. And so on and so forth, until we reach the ziz. And that was also less than 3 tvachim. So based on the concept of lavud, we're going to truncate, we're going to merge the ziz at the top with the ladder down below. So it's as if on the bottom of the ladder at the base, we have 4 tfachim across, and then Baruch Hashem, we now have the dimensions of a Pesach. So let's look at the top Rashi. Ziz ayoytim and akoysel dalet dalet tfachim. V'niach olav sulam kolshu. Afilo ein barach midalet. When we say sulam kolshu, we don't mean a midget, because the sulam has to be able to reach to the ziz. I don't know how tall or how high the ziz is yet. We're going to deal with that shortly, but wherever the ziz is, you have to have a koisel, a sulam that reaches the ziz. So we mean in the width, the sulam is a kolshu. It's not even 4 tvachim. However, the mida bekarka, he set it down on the ground. V'samach roishoy beziz, and now the top of the sulam, top of the ladder, is hitting and leaning against the ledge. Have kichad miyuta. So now it merges into one, like one miyut, miyut meaning in this case, like one pesach. Vari be'elyoin arba. And now we know that the ziz has four, because that's what the Gemara said. The ziz was dalet al dalet. Uki goin she'ein chavoki asulam. Chavokim are the shlivois. Those are the rungs of the ladder. Thank you. They're not meruchakim shloisha. They're not three from each other. Meaning, there's always less than three from the ground to the first rung to the second rung, the second to the third, so on and so forth. Each time it's less than three. And as a result, now it hits the ziz. It merges. We now have four to the width. And everything is gevaldik. We have no pesach. As a result, Baruch Hashem, now we can go and merge the two chatzeirois and make one chotzer in the form of a joint eruv. V'loyamaren, second line. V'loyamaren ela di oisvei alei. But it has to be that you took the ladder and leaned the ladder against the ziz. Aval oisvei bahadei. If you put the ladder and leaned it next to the ziz, not on the ziz, but right next to it. Oh, I leave the ziz alone, and I go 1 inch away, and I put my ladder against the wall. Arvuche, arvuche. All I have accomplished is making a wider ziz. However, I have not accomplished making a pesach into this wall to be able to merge the two chatzeiros. Why? Because the ziz itself is garnish. The ziz is just a ledge sticking out. That doesn't make a pesach. The pesach only is if I have a sulam, if I have a ladder, where I'm able to now get into the other side of the chotzer. Yeah, but if this is a small, little ladder, small in the sense it's narrow, I don't have four tvachim, it's not deemed to be a sufficient pesach. So the combination of the four ziz and the ladder, I have a pesach. But if this one is l'chud and this one is l'chud, if each one it does its own thing, that I have a ziz, and then I have a separate ladder, that doesn't work. It's got to be that the two are united as one. The Omer Nachman Omer Rabavur, Koisel Tisha Osar. What happens if I have a Koisel which is 19 Tvachim tall? Tzorach Ziz Echad Latire. I need one Ziz. Koisel Esrim Tzorach Shnei Zizim Latire. Then I need two Zizim. I would need two ledges. Now what the Gemara is telling us is something which is based on what we learned in the Mishnah, that every time you talk about a machitza, the minimum dimensions of machitza have to be 10 tvachim tall. And you remember we learned in the Mishnah and the subsequent Gemara that if you had your chaloin lemala, if it was higher than the 10 tvachim, no good. Even though it's a beautiful chaloin, you look through it, it's gold, you can see the sun, you can see the people, this is gevaldik. However, you have a 10 tvachim machitza underneath that chaloin, and that tvachim machitza acts as a Chinese or a Mexican wall that goes and separates between the first chatzah and the second chatzah, and that chaloin is now irrelevant for our purposes. So it's got to be that the chaloin is a little bit lower down on the wall so that it begins within 10 tvachim from the ground. Okay, so now I have my zizim, and of course the ziz has to have the connecting ladder. So, what happens if I have a wall which is 19 tvachim tall? So, what do? Tzorach ziz echad latira. I have to have at least one ziz and place that ledge, says Rashi, straight smack in the middle. Because if I put it smack in the middle, that'll mean that from the ledge downwards, I have less than 10 tvachim. It's only 9.5 tvachim. From that ledge upwards, I only have 9.5 tvachim. 9.5 tvachim is less than 10. 10 is the minimum that you need for a machitza. So I don't have now an impenetrable barrier, a machitza of 10, because this doesn't allow for 10. It's right in the middle. It doesn't allow for 10 below. It doesn't allow for 10 above. So this ziz does a great job. But what happens if I have a koisel esrim? I have 20. Oh, now I have to have tzorach shnei zizim latirai. Now I have to have two separate zizim, two separate ledges. Now when you have these two ledges, you can't have one directly above the other, but it has to be that the two are removed from each other to allow for a leaning ladder against each one. And Ed is doing us a great favor now, and he's showing us a beautiful picture in the art scroll, in the English art scroll, which shows you have a ladder that goes from the ground to ledge number one, and then on ledge number one, you place a second ladder, which is going to go diagonally towards a second ledge, which is either to the right or to the left of the first ledge. So now you have now, Baruch Hashem, from ground zero up to first ledge, you have this slanting ladder that allows you to climb up to the ledge. So that's great, but that only helps you for your first 10 tvachim. What about my second 10 tvachim? Oh, so on top of the ledge is Baruch Hashem another ladder. That ladder, another ladder, is going now in the other direction, meaning towards the right or towards the left, where you have yet another ledge, and that ledge is within the upper 10 tvachim. So as a result, Baruch Hashem, we have now connected two ladders to two ledges. Each time the ledge is at least 4 tvachim wide. Each time the chavakim, the rungs, are less than 3 tvachim, one from the other. So therefore we have now
everything.
The height is less than 10. Yes, sir.
Why are the ledges staggered rather than one on top of the other?
To keep it less than 10. Each one is less than 10.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. But if you'd have one ledge directly in the other, on a practical level, if both of them are sticking out exactly the same amount, and you're going to go and put a ladder on the bottom ledge to get to the upper ledge, you're going to hit your head against the ledge, because as the ladder gets towards the wall and under the upper ledge, so and then you'd have to. If you're an acrobat, I guess you could probably climb above the upper ledge.
So this some apparatus of the diagonal.
Yes.
Is that similar to the first case where you had the 9.5 and the 9.5 staggered? It's the same thing.
Same thing, but here we got, instead of 9.5 and 9.5, we got 10 and 10. So that's why you have to have the benefit of two zizim, one to destroy the machitza, not to destroy, but to undermine the integrity of the bottom machitza. Exactly. And then the second one to undermine the integrity of the upper machitza. So neither of them is now a full 10 tvachim. And now we're able to make
the same way in both cases.
They function exactly the same way. Exactly. Ah, Uri, what would I do without you? So therefore, that's why Rabbi Ravua said, you got 19, put up one ziz, you got 20, put up two zizim, says Rav Chisda. But on a practical level, make sure that you have, that they should be staggered. When we say staggered, it means one to the right, one to the left, one lower, one higher, but not directly one above the other, because that wouldn't, on a practical level, you wouldn't be able to take the ladder from ledge one to ledge two. So therefore, you two to the side, and everything is gvaldik, om Rav Huna. Now we're leaving Hilchois ladders and machitzes between chatzeres for a moment. We're going to get back to it, so don't be nervous. And we're going to talk about something very similar. Don't be concerned. Om Rav Huna, Omud Bereshus Harabim, Gavoy Asar V'Rochav Arba. We've had many of these types of cases before. You have an Omud. Omud, think of a shtender, or think of a full block, if you will, which is Gavoy Asara, which is 10 tvachim tall, V'Rochav Arba, and it's 4 tvachim wide. 10 by 4 by 4, everybody knows those are the standard dimensions for a Rishus HaYochid. And that's standing in a Rishus HaRabim. So if I or you or somebody else were to go and take something in the Rishus HaRabim and place it on that Omud, I'd be over on the Isser of being Moitzi Merishus L'Rishus, because this Omud has the dimensions of 10 tall and 4 by 4. And it's Rishus HaYochid. So now what? The Noatz boy Yosef. Somebody came and he knocked in a Yosef. A Yosef means a peg. Think of a nail, for instance, which is now protruding from the top of this block, this omen, which is standing now in the Shusarab. Shteito omravuna koshu. Noatz boy Yosef koshu. Even if the Yosef, this peg, this nail that we're talking about, was very, very thin, like most nails, miatoi, it has now undermine the 10 by 4 by 4, because the 4 on top no longer has the same utility. It was a top block, or it was like a shtender. So you can always use that by putting svarim on top, havdil books on top, you can go and put clothing on top, you can put peklech on top. However, once you have that yosei, that nail there in the middle, then you got to avoid it. So you have to put things to the side, to the right, and to the left. So you don't no longer have the utility of 4x4 on top of this omud. Says the Gemara, this undermines the fourness, even though the dimensions are okay. But I can't use it because of this lousy peg that's there in the middle that's causing trouble. But don't be nervous, Rabbi Yisrael. We're going to have another couple of wrinkles in this halacha. It's got to be that it's protruding 3 tvachim, because if it's fairly low, it really doesn't interfere. However, by the Rabbi Tavayu, no. Even if it's only two, or it's only one tefach sticking out, it's still sticking out. If I wanted to go and put over there my coat, I have to be careful. Chas v'shalom, it shouldn't get ripped. It's going to get caught on the peg. I want to put a sefer over there. I got this nail that's sticking here in the middle. I got to move it to the right, to the left. What's the reason my time? Because you cannot use this as a 4x4 because of this peg there in the middle. However, Ravashi said, no, look at it differently. Ravashi, even if it was three, it still retains the dimensions and the halacha of Rishus Yochid. Why, my timer? After all, try to think positive, don't try to think negative. If I have that peg there in the middle, I can go and hang from it by putting on there my hat, my coat, my jacket, my scarf, whatever. It does have utility. It's not the same type of utility as if it was totally flat, but it has other utilities. I can go and hang something from it. So therefore, don't write it off, but go and say, oh, this 4x4, not only can you use it to go and put on your peklich and this and that, the other thing, you can even hang something from it. Ah, gishmak. And therefore, it remains 4x4x10. It therefore still remains with Shusi Yochid. And if you go and put something for Shusuram on it on Shabbos, you got a problem with being Moitzim Shus and Shus. I think Robert has a question.
Yes, Shus Yochid goes Ad HaShomayim. That's
right.
Why we have the Shail of Kluto. If I throw something through it,
Kluto Gemishon Chadamia.
So why is not a problem here? I mean, even though you have a Yosai, you cannot use it, nevertheless. What is it worse than I throw something through its airspace, which we have a problem with Kluto, Gadochadome, or not?
In the case that you're talking about the Kluto...
How does this invalidate?
You're talking about a situation where you had, according to our Gemara, if you had a full-fledged 10x4x4 Rishus, you're right, throw something above it, and it's Kluto Kemishon Chadamia, and it's as if it landed on the Rishus HaYachid. What the Gemara is telling us is that there are ways of undermining the halachic status of this omud that it shouldn't be called a Rishus HaYachid. How is that? If it doesn't have the normal utility of Rishus HaYachid, it doesn't have the shame Rishus HaYachid. What would it be? Depending on this situation, either a makabtur or it's a karmelis, it wouldn't be Rishus HaYachid. So then when you threw the ball over it, I'm not throwing the ball over a Rishus HaYachid. I'm throwing the ball over a Mokum Tor or a Karmelis. Why? Because of the fact that this is not a Rishus HaYachid, I cannot use it as a 10x4x4 because this peg is in the way. And therefore it would not be called Rishus HaYachid, and you could throw as many balls over it as possible. You wouldn't have the din of Klut Kimishahun Chadamia over Rishus HaYachid because it's not a Rishus HaYachid. It's as if this peg has now diminished and decreased the size of the 4x4 so that it's only now 3x3 or 3.5x3.5. Ishan Osir Shusiyachit. Zoktimar. Good. Omle Ravad Achabre the Rav Ravashi. Maloi Kulubi Yaseidisma. Now, this was Rav Ashi who just spoke now, and Rav Ashi was the one that said, Afilu Gvoyesh Loishit still a Rishusiyachit because you can hang something from the peg. So now Rav Achi says to Rav Ashi, what happens if you didn't put up one peg, but you put in 20 pegs, one after the other, next to each other? Now you can't go and hang anything.
Keys.
Go and, what, you can hang keys? Okay. I guess they didn't have, they didn't think of that Eitzah. Or maybe they were just so close together, you couldn't hang anything. If you want to go, for instance, in any shul where they have hooks, and you want to hang your coat, you want to hang your hat, that's if you have space between one hook and the other. The two hooks are right next to each other. You'll see how difficult it is to try to squeeze in your hat or squeeze in your coat or whatever to hang it because it was they squeezed it. So here you filled it up with Yesedis. Would you say that under those circumstances, even Rav Ashi would agree that we undermine the status of the Rishus HaYachid? It's no longer Rishus HaYachid. Amalei told him, didn't you hear what Rav Yochanan said in an unrelated but type of parallel situation, that Baruch Hu Yosem Itztarav La'asara. If you have a bar and it's chulia, what means a chulia? Chulia means that you started off with a bar and you dug up part of the bottom of the bar. You wanted to make the bar deeper and deeper, and you took off a whole layer of dirt that was all the way on the bottom, and instead of just throwing it away or putting it on a truck, you went and made a chulia. Chulia means you made it like a round circle surrounding the bar on the top. And as a result, if you go and measure from the top of the chulia, from the top of this mound of earth,
the heap around it,
the circular heap around the bar, were you to measure from there to the very bottom of the bar, mitzdarf lasor, it adds up to 10 tefachim, then you have a full-fledged bar, b'rishus rabim, and that of course has many ramifications, both for choshen mishpat and for hilchos Shabbos. But what is left unsaid in the Gemara, and which we have to fill in based on Rashi, the bar v'chol yos is not only mitzdarf lasorah, it's also mitzdarf to arbo'o al arbo'o. Meaning, what happens if this bar was a relatively narrow bar, and it was only 3x3 tvachim? And for purposes of our Gemara that we're trying to see whether it has established a seyachid, you have to have a minimum of 4x4. Zoktur Rabbi Yochanan, if there's this chulia, this circular heap of dirt around the bar, and you measure from the rightmost part of the heap to the leftmost part of the heap, if it adds up to 4x4, even though there's a big, big hole in the middle called the bar, that is also mitzdara for our purposes to a 10x4 bar that has now the status of Rishus Yochid. But just like we spoke about the nails interfering with the utility on top of the omud, if I have the bar in between, this big, big hole, how can I go and utilize the chulia on both sides as well as the bar in the middle? If I was to put anything there, it's just going to go into the bar and sink. So there is no shimush, and as a result, it shouldn't have the status of Rishus Yochid. Zoktimar Elamayis Lachlomemer, what is going to be your Eitzah? To Monach Midir Meshtamish. Go and put a nice large board on top of the two chulyois with the bar in the middle underneath it. By putting this large board of 4x4 going from one chulya, one side of the bar, to the chulya on the other side of the bar, I've effectively made a classic cover up, where I've covered up the entire two chulyos and the bar, and it's 4x4, I can go and use it. Then it would have the status of Rishus HaYochid. Here too, says Yimar HaKhanami, the Manach Midi Mishtamish. If you have Taka such an omid, which is full of pegs here and there and everywhere else, and we're assuming that the pegs are all basically the same height, then just put a nice large board over it. Or Rashi says, if they're all nicely done, you don't even have to put a board. You can go and put on it a nice tishtach. Tishtach means like a nice sheet or tablecloth on top of it, and use it, and now go and put whatever you want on top of it. Nobody knows that there are 1,000 pegs until you uncover it. And therefore, just like by the bar v'chulia, you can go and put such a board. Here too, you can go and put a board, or for that matter, a cloth covering, and be mishtamish, and therefore would again be a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid, 10x4x4, even though it's full of pecs. Next case, Om Rav Yirah Mishmur, Ko Yisrael HaSara, Tzorach Sulam Harbo'o, Osa LaHatira. Now we're talking about that there were no ledges, we only have the benefit of a ladder. And we want to know, to cause there to be a Pesach, it should be deemed a Pesach in this wall, how long does the ladder have to be? So, Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says, Koisel Asara, if the Koisel was exactly 10 Tvachim, Tzorach Sulam Arbo Osel Hatirai, then the height of the Sulam has to be 14. The Gemara assumes at this point, and we'll see in the Gemara another few lines that Rav disagrees, but the Gemara is assuming that if you're going to have a Sulam which was exactly the same height as the wall, you won't be able to get to the top of the wall. Why? Because you cannot go and climb up a vertical ladder. You can only climb up a slanty ladder. Okay, so Rashi assumes that if you had a ladder of 14, then you can go and move the base of the ladder 4 tvachim away from the base of the wall, have now 10 left and the slant of the 14. It's as if you're taking 14 and subtracting 4 by moving the ladder back 4 tvachim. So now the top of the ladder will get to the top of the wall, and Shalom Yisrael, you'll have a perfect Pesach. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Toises says that actually it's a little bit more, if you will, a little bit more sophisticated than that. It's not that you just move the ladder 4, and we had 14 minus 4, and it's 10. But we go back to our famous Pythagorean theorem, What's the Pythagorean theorem
that we have? Plus b squared equals c squared.
A squared plus b squared equals c squared by an isosceles right triangle, right? Good. So now let's think about this for a moment. If you had your wall and the wall is 10 tvachim tall, now again, what does the Pythagorean theorem tell us? So the a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So the Gemara always does a very nice job. The Gemara says that amsa b'ribua is amsa t'vechumshi balachsoinen. Amsa b'ribua means if you have one amma in the right side of the triangle or on the bottom of the triangle, then the alachsoin, the hypotenuse, is going to be amma utrei chumshi. Amma utrei chumshi means 1 and 2 fifths, which translates into 1.4. And how do you get to 1.4? It's very simple, right? Because you do the square root. You start off with 1 by 1. So 1 squared is 1 times 1 is 1. Yeah, good. And then you have again 1 times 1, 1 times 1, again 1. So 1 plus 1 is 2. So c squared equals 2. So if c squared equals 2, how much does c equal? 1. The square root of 2. The square root of 2 is 1.4, because 1.4 times 1.4 is 1.96. So it's a little bit of 1.401285, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, it's 1.4. We just round it to the nearest whole integer. So we got 1.4. Fine. So that is if you're talking about if it's 1 by 1, then you got 1.4. What happens if it's 10 by 10? 10 tall and 10 on the bottom. So it's going to be 10 times 1.4, which should be roughly 14. Ah! That's why you have to have 14 tvachim for the
ladder.
Shkoyach. Because you have 10 tall, you're going to move from the base, not 4 tvachim like Rashi, you're going to move it from the base 10 tvachim, and now you have your slanty ladder of 14. The hypotenuse will allow the ladder to go exactly to the top. Wow, geometrical precision, it works beautifully. So that's according to that's choices. You see the choices in the middle.
Sorry? When I was 15 years old.
Yeah, I'm sure you knew it even before, but you're being modest.
I didn't know it then.
I'm sure.
Before that.
But anyway, look at the Toises here in the middle of the Amid. Tzorach Sulam Arbo Asa Lihati, right? Says Toises in the middle. Pirish Bekuntra should Tzorach Limshech Ragbe Sulam Arbo Menakoisel. Veloy Dok. Toises is being very nice with Rashi. He said, look, he wasn't medactic. He just went through it superficially. You don't have to move it away four Tvachim. Even if you go move it away 10 Tvachim Menakoisel, Shushir Goiva Koisel, which is exactly the same as the height of the koisel, ultia gear roisha sulam roisha koisel. Why? The arbaser who shear alachsein, because 14 is the hypotenuse shall yud al yud. When you have one am on the side and the bottom, it's gewaldic, it's beautiful, geometrical projections and properties and busamen, and it works out great. Okay, so that is according to Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. So back to Gemara. Doesn't have to be a full 14, even if it's a 13 and a little bit. Why? Because since it's going to be less than a tefach, when you get to the top of the wall, okay, you're not going to be smack on the top of the wall because it's a half a tefach removed.
You could use that as a step.
Exactly, so you step on top, it's a nishkeferlach, right? You don't have to be so nervous, you get to the top and everything will be fine. Good. Based on Hilchos Lovud, where anything less than 3, we kind of crunch it all together. So it's true, normally this would be 14, but if it's 11 a little bit, so that 2 and a little bit, we just merge it into 1, and now we have, based on Lovud, it's as if you're at the top. Of course, with Lovud, everything is great, but be careful how you're walking on top of the wall. Now, Lamaisi, you don't actually have to go up the ladder to get to the top of the wall. All the Gemara means to say is that if you placed such a ladder next to the wall before Shabbos, this is deemed to be a Pesach, and now you can go and merge the two Chatzedus together in one common united Erev. Even 7 a little bit is also good. Why does 7 a little bit also work? Because, as we'll see, Rav Huna ben Yeshua learns like Rav. What does Rav learn? Omer Rav, sulam zokuf ulza memayit. Even if you didn't take the sulam and put it at a slant, even if you put the sulam vertical right next to the wall, where it would be difficult to go and climb up the wall that way. It's not impossible, but difficult. That also does the trick, and since if the sulam was 10, it would be exactly the same size as the wall, so you don't need a full 10, according to Rav Huna ben Yeshua, 7 and a little bit would be enough, because again, based on Lovud, 7 and a little bit, and you add two and a lot of it, so seven and a little, and two and a lot, you get to ten altogether. But Rav himself says, Gemara, I have that b'mesora. That's what I learned from my Rebbe and his Rebbe from his Rebbe. For lo yadan in my time, but I don't really know the basis of it because it's much more practical if it's at a slant than if it's vertical, and not really sure how this works. Legabi Hilcha Shabbos is what Rav confessed or conceded. While Amr Shmuel, v'lo yada Abba b'tayma. Shmuel refers to Rav as Abba because in other Gemaras it says Abba's, Rav's real name was Abba, Abba Richa, Abba Richta. Anyway, others say that his real name was Rav, but Shmuel called him Abba as a fatherly figure, looking to him as my father, not only as my Rebbe, but my father. Anyway, so what did Shmuel say? V'liyada Abba Taima Don Milza. Don't you know the reason? It's like our itztabas that we had yesterday. Now, what were the itztabas that we had yesterday? If you remember, we had two, like boxes, if you will, and it's sort of like a little platform on the bottom. And we said that even if that platform itself was less than 4x4, but you put on top of it an upper itztabah, an upper platform, which had four legs, and it surrounded the bottom one, and as a result of having the four legs, it was wider than the bottom one. That was 4x4. But the problem is that the top one wasn't on the floor. But the ear space between the upper itztabah and the lower itztabah was less than 3 tefachim, so therefore you have the benefit of Lovut to crunch together the upper itztabah and the bottom itztabah as if it's one, and since it was 4 tefachim in the width, then it was memayit in the koisel, and therefore you were able to go and have a Pesach. So the Gemara is saying is, just like over there, it was one on top of the other next to the wall in a vertical, it wasn't at a slant, it wasn't moved away, it was flush against it here too, as long as the ladder is flush against it, and it goes up 7 a little bit, we're almost at 10, and therefore it is Mamayit after all. You have a picture?
Is this what you're talking about?
It was, yeah, that was a very nice picture. Yeah, Shkoyach. Omer Abba Mrabchia, the Kolim Sheba Bavel. A dekel, of course, is a tree, and specifically a palm tree, like you have in Florida. Right, is David Rison. Anyway, here we're not talking about a tree itself. Here we're talking about a tree which you have formed into logs. In other words, you had a tree cutter come, he cut down the tree, and he made it into nice logs. So now these logs of the dekel tree in Bavel, Einen Tzrichen Keva. Einen Tzrichen Keva means if you sit them down next to the wall, and they are Memayit Bekoisel, they're 4 wide, and you could go and climb on top of them, then they act just like the itztaba, like that box, like that platform, or just like the ladder, and it would form a Pesach in the wall. Now, what's the reason for that? After all, these logs, you can move them to the wall, and you can move them away. And we already said yesterday, and the Gemara is going to bring this again in another couple of lines, that a dover hanitl b'shabes l'choyd is not really a Pesach, because you put it there, and then you can remove it a minute later. But says the Gemara, with these logs of the dekel trees, ein tzrichen keva, you don't have to do anything special. In other words, you don't have to put mortar or cement around them. My time akveidan kivasan, just the weight of them is heavy enough that the average person, once he puts that dekel piece down, once that log down, he's not going to get close to it unless somebody tells him, please remove it. Oh, he says, oh, shver. Huh, I was sweating for the rest of the day. That's how heavy it was. We had that svara yesterday, if you remember, by the Sulam Hatsuri. That was the big Sulam, not the Sulam Hamitzri, that we said that also it's Kveidoi or Koivdoi Memayit. Here too, or Koivdoi Koivoi. Here it's Kveidon Koivosim because it's so heavy. For Yosef Amra Boishia, Sulamisha Bavel, if you're talking about the ladders in Bavel, Einat Zrich and Keva, again, they do not need a kvius, meaning you don't have to set them in stone or in cement. My time a kved and kibosim because they're nice and heavy. So once you put that sulam down, you're not going to move it unless you have to move it. And then boom, it's going to be a good Pesach into the wall. Man, the yom sulam is kolchkin the kolam. Those that said it, this halacha legabe the ladder, certainly by the logs of the dekel tree, because the logs of the dekel tree were even heavier than the ladders. The column of the sulam is low because the sulamas were not as heavy as the column, and therefore people would be inclined to move those more quickly. Okay. Now, we keep on saying that the width of the Pesach has to be 4 tefachim. That's why we started at the top of the Yomid, the ziz that the protruding ledge has to be at least 4 tvachim wide. And we had that in our Mishnah, that the chaloin has to be 4 by 4. Now what happens if you have a sulam which is narrower than 4 by 4? And you have another sulam right next to it, which is also narrower. And not only were each one narrower than 4 by 4, each one was narrower, but then 2. In other words, the width of each one of the sulamis was, let's say, 1.9 tvachim, 1.9. And the one on the left was also 1.9. 1.9 plus 1.9 gets to roughly 3.8, which is less than 4. So I am of tzuris. So I can't, how can I be mamai nabakoisel? So what did this person do? This person obviously had ingenuity. He knew we would have this problem. So he took kashin be'emtza. Kashin be'emtza means he merged the two ladders by putting an extension between the rungs of the ladder from the bottom to the top. You should have a picture over there, I assume, where you see the two ladders are connected, and in between the ladders you have this kasha.
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay, so those that have the art scroll, you can see the pictures. It's not too hard to depict or portray in your minds. You have two parallel ladders, and connecting the two ladders were kashin. Kashin are straw from each one of the rungs to the other rung.
This is just to give the ladder width?
To give the ladder width, exactly. It doesn't give it strength, it only to give it width, so that from right to left and left to right, you have four or more. Exactly right, Uri. So Zokti Mar, Boy Mene Rav Yosem Rabbis, from the kashin, emtze mau, does that work? It does not work. Why? Because you cannot go and put your foot on it. So, take a practical example today. We don't normally work that much with straw. You have your two sulamais. You want to make it 4 by 4. So, you go and measure with a measuring stick. You put one sulam to the right, one sulam to the left. And you say, yeah, but what's going to be in the middle? Ah, I'm going to go put some scotch tape. I take a nice roll of scotch tape, and I go from each rung of the right ladder to the left ladder, I put nice scotch tape, in fact, two or three layers of the scotch tape, and I put on the second rung, the third rung, the fourth rung, the fifth rung, and if you're going to say scotch tape, that's too puny. Okay, so I put this nice...
Duct tape,
masking tape, box tape, whatever you want to call it, chime. So I put one to the next to the other, and I'm, in fact, able to go and carry the two together as one, because the tape does a great job. Now, I put the two up, and Rashi says, typically when a person gets up on a ladder, he gets up in the middle of the rung, not to the right or to the left. So what happens, he's going to go and put his foot on the kash, destroying the Gemara, or on the tape. What do you think is going to happen? Boom. He's going to, the whole thing is going to collapse. He's going to collapse, and the two ladders are going to, the whole thing is going to fall down. And therefore the Gemara, ain't kaf regel oileben, this is worthless. Forget about it. But let's do the mirror image now. What's the mirror image? You only have one ladder, and now you put the two tapes, or the two sets of kashin to the right and to the left, and now from the rightmost kashin to the leftmost kashin, you have a width of how much, at least?
Four
tvachim. So, and I have my ladder in the middle. Guess what? Now it works! Since you put your foot down in the middle, not to the right and to the left, that will work nicely. You walk up the middle.
Why does the middle take precedence over the side? Carry
the reason is, says Rashi, because that's derech b'nei odom to go and carry it. If you don't believe it, take. Do you have a ladder at home? Experiment after the shir. See how you walk up the ladder. Whether you're to right? No. Experiment. You'll see for sure.
So the second example, they're extensions. They're not bridges. They're extensions to the ladder.
They're not bridges. They're extensions.
They're fillers.
Right. Oh, very, very good. And Rashi says, Stam alis. It's Rashi, two lines from the bottom. I think I'm making it up, right? Rashi in the middle. In kaf regel oyle bekashin ustam alias haragalu haraglayim. Stam alias haraglayim. When your feet go up, the emtsa sulam hu, they go in the middle. The zayin roi bekachi, you're going to put in the middle where you have the kashin, you're going to collapse. But here, if you have the kashin and the kashin and the sulam be emtsa, you're going to walk up the sulam, and then out is givali.
You use a different material instead of the kash.
If you put steel and you put wood, and one here you make
that
would work.
You get a 4x4 ladder.
Exactly. But, and the Rashi adds, by the way, the kashin will not be totally worthless. You can use it lechoyz hayad behen, although it's not strong enough to allow you to go and
carry
your weight. But you can go and use it as a handle as you're climbing up on the two sides. Make sure you do a good job with the straw so you don't fall from that. Anyway,
we do use extensions
like these refugees. You look at the children's playgrounds, they have those ropes they climb up, and ships and boats.
You see that?
The thick ropes that are used as ladders.
Thick ropes used as ladders. Very good. Excellent. And on to...
You can make a ladder with that.
Yeah, you can make a ladder. As long as it's strong enough that people can walk on, then it would be a nice Pesach into the Koisel, and then you'd be able to go and merge the two, and everything would be Shalom Yisrael. Okay, now, next case on the Omid base. Chokak lahashlim b'koisel b'kama. You have your ladder, which again is only 2x2, 3x2, whatever it is, and you want to have 4 wide. And guess what? You no longer have straw. That was your last straw. Last straw. So what are you going to do now? So therefore he went and took an engraver and who engraved or carved out from the wall rungs into the wall, and now you have another picture that Ed is showing us here in the art scroll, and the carve outs in the wall were parallel to where the steps are, where the rungs are on the ladder. And so therefore, although the rungs of the ladder themselves, the width was only 3, but now if you are chokik lahashlim, if you add the steps that were carved out of the wall, and you add that in the width together with the width of the ladder, now you got more than 4. Does that work? Amalei is not chokik lahashlim bekoisel bekama. Yes, you did that. And the Gemara assumes at this time that this would work. The question is, how tall does the wall, the ladder, together with these holes in the wall, how tall did it have to be to accomplish what you're seeking to do to make a Pesach? Amalei basar, it's got to go up to the height of the wall for the 10 tvach. Amalei chukula bekoisel bekama. What happens if instead of going and carving out the wall and adding to it the ladder to get you 4, you dispense with the ladder and you just made these nice, large, wide carvings into the wall, which were 4 tvachim wide. How tall does it have to get to? Zokta Yamara, how much is now bekama? Amalei maloi kamosai. What does that mean? Says Rashi, maloi kamosai shel koisel tzarech shehei meshech hachavokim arboa. In the first case, we said that the carvings together with the ladder have to reach 10 tvachim from the ground. 10 tvachim. Then, says Rashi, it's a shir Pesach. Even if the koisel is much taller, the wall itself is 15 tvachim tall, and the entire ladder together with the engravings, with the carve-outs, is only 10, that's still good. However, in a case where everything is being carved out of the wall, then it has to be like kamasi to the top of the wall. Well, what's the difference? Manishtan. Now, the word over here, siluk, is not precise. Siluk usually means to go and sever your relationship and to say, I'm out of here. Siluk is to secede from the union. Here, Rashi uses the expression
To banish,
that would be...
like...
Yeah, that's if you're telling somebody else...
Right.
Tistalek mikocha.
Right.
But here we're talking about yourself. If I'm being mistalek, I'm not banishing myself. I vanish myself. Okay, good. I accept it. Anyway, so the Gemara says, or Rashi says, that the word siluk over here really means the ease of being able to get to the top of the wall. In the case where you have a ladder and you have those embedded engravings and carve out, then it's relatively easy to get to the top. It only has to get to the top of the ladder of 10 tvachim. However, if you're talking about that you're just climbing in the walls, those embedded sockets or holes in the wall, that's much more difficult. Try it out sometime and you'll see it's much more difficult to get to the top, so therefore you have to go all the way to the top. See, if you look at Rashi, 4 lines into the narrow lines, 5 lines. Maloi kamasi shel koisel, then it has to be to the top of the wall. So hey, meshech hachavokim, hachavokim are the rungs, arba 4 tvach. Kosasav ki ikasula magia l'roisha koisel noyech lalois boy. It's easy to go up. Umiyulei choshev l'mehevi pesach b'tzir meruchav Botzir meroichav dalit. It doesn't have the chashivas of a Pesach. It's less than 4. Hilchem shavili roichav arba ben goyva asara pischav. As long as it's 10x4, is good. It's very difficult because there are holes in the wall. Mistalikli noyach lalois liodim. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Hosam, the case of the ladder together with the carve out, it's relatively easy to go and climb up the wall on the ladder. But to go and climb up only on the carve outs, that is much more difficult. Shlomo, did you want to add something to that? Okay, so we continue on.
Like wall climbing people, they have the extensions coming out of the wall to put your feet.
Yeah, I think the wall climbers are by and large very, very agile and able people. I think the average individual has difficulty. Has difficulty in climbing up walls. In fact,
how difficult would it need to be to get over? That's the question.
In fact, there's even the common expression there, you're climbing up a wall. Why did people say, oh, he's climbing up a wall? Meaning to say, he has a very difficult task ahead of him, and he thinks that logically it's going to work. He's just climbing up a wall. But if you happen to be an agile wall climber, so that's a compliment. Oh, you're climbing up the wall. But for most people, that wouldn't be a compliment. It would be a difficult, if not insurmountable, task. Okay, anyway, so that's why this requires to the top of the wall, this requires only to 10 tvachim. Now we're going to get into a nice halachic issue. Instead of putting up a ladder, you have a tree, which is climbing, which is rising from the ground right next to the wall, and you now make rungs in the tree to be able to climb up the tree to get to the top of the wall. The question is this considered to be a Pesach for the wall to allow you to go and make a joint Erev in the two chatzeres? Now, so now Brother Shai immediately jumps up and says, come on! We know it's also lishtamish be'ilon. You're not allowed to go and use a tree to go and climb it up on Shabbos. It's an Isser Drabbanan. The Isser Drabbanan is because you're afraid that... I'm sorry?
Not climbing on the tree over here. Over here you're climbing on an apparatus that was attached to the tree.
You didn't attach it. These are engravings in the tree. In the tree itself, you made the tree into a sula. It must have been a very thick log, a thick trunk, and you were able to, just like you...
Notch out.
Just like you notched out previously in the wall, now you're notching it out. Is more... In the Elon in the tree, which is probably a little bit easier because this is wood and that happens to be a metal or stone or whatever. Anyway, so the question is, Mao, is this an effective Pesach? Is Tiboy le Rebbe, Tiboy le Rabbanan? Tiboy le Rebbe, and Kaklem Rebbe, Hossam, Kaldo Mishim, Mishim, Shavuos, Legal, Rebbe, Nishim, Marshes. Havo, Kuliyay, Malay. What is all of this about? So now we're leaving Hilchais Eruve Chatzeres for a moment, and we are reminding ourselves of some of our wonderful sugyas that we had before. Lagabi Hilchos Tchumen. What was the Shai Lagabi Hilchos Tchumen before? We had a situation of a person was going to put down his Erev, his two Bulkalach, his Sudais, at Benish Moshe's time. Can he go and put it down, the Moshe, on a tree? So you're asking, well, why not? What's the problem? Oh, because you're now going to be Mishtamish Be'ilon. But the whole Indian of being Mishtamish Be'ilon is Drabana. Rebbe says that anything which mishum shvus means that it's osur on Shabbos midrabanan, loy gozru olav, they were not goizer during bein hashmoshes. Why wouldn't they goizer bein hashmoshes? Because bein hashmoshes itself is a vague, murky period. It's a suffix. Is it yoim or is it laila? And this is a drabanan. So basically, Rebbe holds it's suffix drabanan lekula. It's almost like a double drabanan. Because the whole Isser of climbing the tree or being Mishtamish Be'ilon is Drabbanan. And the whole Benish Moshes, it might very well be that it's day. So therefore, we're Mekel, and Rabbi says it's not a problem. So you could put your Erev on the tree, you don't have to worry. Bendy, I think you're being summoned. Ah, well, kuli yoyim alai. Here, however, we don't want that the Erev should only be good. Remember, we're not talking Erev Tchumen here, we're talking about Erev Chatzeres. So we don't want that the Erev should just be good at the moment of Benish Moshes. Because as we learned before, even if the meals are subsequently inaccessible, or they've been stolen, or they've been eaten by people, or by animals, or chayis, or whatever, doesn't matter. As long as Ben Ishmashis, the Erev was there. So you only need it for one split instant called Ben Ishmashis. However, over here, I need a Pesach Kulayoyma. I have to be able to go to the top of the wall. And I'm not allowed to climb on the tree, because Brother Shai told us before, Asa Lishtamish Be'ilan. So it could be that even according to Rebbe, this would not be an effective Pesach. Oy Dilma fil Rabbanan Pischahu. V'arihu the Rabbi Alei. Or could be that even according to Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan said that Kol Davrishu Mishum Shvus Gozru Olav even Bein Ashmashis. So then certainly there were Goyzer the whole day. How could you go and use such a tree as your Pesach? Maybe the answer is it really is a good Pesach, because really from Sunday to Friday people are constantly climbing up the tree to get to the top of the wall without anyone saying boo. Not a problem. It's a very effective ulam, a sulam. In fact, everybody is looking at it. They have YouTubes and photographers and tourists and guides that show you see that they made a sulam out of a tree, really, and you climb up and you can go and you pay and you I can't see a chef.
So because it became a Pesach, it no longer is an ulam?
No, you're asking a good question. And the Gemara continued, V'ar Yehud Revi'a Alei, the reason why you cannot use it on Shabbos is because it's as if there's a lion that's lying in wait at the bottom or at the top of the tree that's not allowing you to go up the tree on Shabbos. That's just a nice way of saying that physically you can use it as a Pesach, even though halachically you cannot. So what the Gemara's question is the halachic prohibition of going up this tree, does that undermine its status as being a Pesach? Because remember, a Pesach doesn't mean that I'm actually going to use it on Shabbos. It just means that I have the, quote-unquote, the ability to use it. Well, here, I don't have the ability. Well, physically you have the ability, just halachically you don't have the ability.
The virtual,
yeah. So the question is, does this have a halacha of an effective Pesach or not? And even if you were to say yes, you could, after all, it's Rabbanan. What about a solely Asherah sulam? Oh, now he took an Asherah tree. And everybody knows Asherah tree. What's the halacha? An Asherah is Ashtik Avodah Zarah, and you're not allowed to have a Noah from Avodah Zarah. So could you use the Asherah as your sulam to go and climb up to the top of the wall and be an effective Pesach? Mal. Tiboyle Rabbanan, Tiboyle Rabbanan. Now, what is this Machloikas Rabbanan Rabbanan? We had this Machloikas earlier. Legabi, someone who put his Eruvei Tchumen in a kever. Kever, of course, means in a burial plot, and he put it there to go and cover it up, so the people shouldn't see it, Chai shouldn't see it. He put it there in the kever, Benish Moshe's time. So we had a machloke between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Is this permissible to put your Eruv there? Well, you could put it there. The question is, would it be an effective Eruv or not? What was the Shaila? Well, we have really a double Shaila. Shaila number one is that it's osir lehanois meisure hanor, like the Gemara says, hosim mutter liknois bayis beisure hanor. Liknois bayis is because we're talking about making a residence for Shabbos using the Erev, so it's as if you reside there. So the Gemara is saying, oh, now I have a new residence which I am establishing based on isure hanor by putting it in the kever, and the kever is osir hanor. Is this permissible or not? So Rabbi Yehuda said earlier on in our Masechta, back on Daf Lamed Aleph, this is fine. Ah, you're not allowed to know, Yisrael, no. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time you can use an Eruv Tchumen is Ledvar Mitzvah. Meaning, you want to go and hear a drasha from the chief rabbi of Kirshken Halash, or from Dyunjush, or somewhere else. Or you want to go, but you want to be the moil by a bris. You're using this Eruv Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. And we have a rule that mitzvahs lav lehenois nitnu, so there's no problem in putting your two seudos by this kever, even though you're having hanoa from the kever, which is an isra hanoa. How do I know a kever is osra hanoa? No, I learned shom by the Thomas Shom Miriam. It's a shom misa by Miriam, and it's a shom by egla rufa of ofer shom as egla banochal. And just like the egla rufa is osra hanoa, the kever is also osra hanoa. But here, I don't need to have hanoa because mitzvahs lav lehenois nitnu. However, the Rabbanan go one step further, and they say, "Ina chanami avada." The aid of Tchumen was effective. However, I do want to protect the two bulkalach, because maybe Friday night or Shabbos morning I want to eat from these bulkalach, and if I want to eat from them, that's no longer the mitzvah of using the Ruvit Tchumen to go to the drasha from the chief rabbi of Kirshken Halash. Rather, it's I want to be able to eat something because I'm hungry on Shabbos. And presumably he has other foods, it's not as if this is the only Oynik Shabbos, he has other opportunities to eat. Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda says that since after Ben Hashmashas I could care less whether this Erev is still in existence or not, I don't need the protection of the Kever, I'm not having a no from the Kever. Well, the Rabbanan say, no, because after all, maybe I do want to eat it, and therefore I do have the protection of the cave, and it's osir. So that was the machlokes we had, the gabe putting a ruvet chumen in the kefir. So now the Gemara wants to apply that machlokes here too. Zokti Gemara, if you made the asherah into sulam, tiboy le biyuda, tiboy le rabban, tiboy le biyuda. Adkan the Gemara reviewed a hasam. When did a biyuda say that you can use a kefir for ruvet chumen? The mutter likno is bias b'surano elo hasam de baser de kana lehi erev lo nichale de linter. Once the erev is effective to be koina, the word lo nichale means I no longer care about linter of shmira. I don't care if these buklach are secure, if they're stolen, if they're eaten. It makes no difference. The Erev was konui. But in our situation, I do want the ability to be able to walk up on Shabbos, and it's Asheira, and it's Asa L'Hanois from Misrana. So maybe it's no good, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe even Korban is a Pesach, because it's taka true that you're not allowed to walk up these rungs on the ladder in the Asherah tree, you're having Hana, but in terms of Pesach, it's a good Pesach. Look at all of the Gentile tourists that are trying it out and are paying $10 to go and climb up the Asherah tree to take a picture of it. You see that it does a great job. It's just Ardebile. Practically, it's a good Pesach. It's just halachically, it's not a good Pesach. So maybe it's still considered to be a Pesach for purposes of calling this a Pesach into the Koisel, and I can be ma'ar of the two chatzeres together. So I had two shaylas: one legabi Ilan and one legabi Asherah. Amalei Ilan is mutter, v'Asherah is asura. L'choyre, the reason why Ilan is mutter, because you're only dealing with an Isser d'Rabbanon of Osu l'shtamish pilan. Asherah doing an Isser d'Araisa. So Ilan is mutter, Asherah is Osu. Maskler of Chizda. Adrab, I can go and tell you a faker tesvar. Ilan sh Isser Shabbos goyrem loy nitzer. Asherah sh Isser d'var acher goyrem loy nitzer. Meaning, Elam is Isser Shabbos, because the whole thing that we're talking about, this whole Erev, why am I involved in Erev? Because I have nothing better to do. Because of the Isser of carrying on Shabbos, and therefore that's why I'm trying to make my Pesach. If my Pesach is deficient because of Hilchus Shabbos, what are the Hilchus Shabbos that also the Shtamish be Elam? No, that would trump my ability to be able to go and walk up the Elon on Shabbos, and therefore that Isser should tell me that the Elon is Osir, because it's a Shabbos tiki Isser. Masha Enki the Gabi Asheira, it's an Isser Dover Acha Garm Loi. It's an Isser that comes out of left field. It is not an Shabbos tiki Isser, it's an Avodah Zarah tiki Isser. And so therefore maybe Loi Nitzer. Maybe what would prohibit this from being an effective Pesach if it's a Shabbos prohibition, but not if it's an out-of-state, left-field type of prohibition? Maybe not. It menamik yes rabbi number blazer yamri lam rabbi vav rabbi yochanan kosh it's a Shabbos goram loy osur, and therefore a sulam which was carved out of a tree would be osur to use as your Pesach kosh it's a dover achin goram loy it's more taka like this svarim. So far we have a two-way machlekes. One mandiyama holds ilan mutter asher aser. The other mandiyama holds ilan aser and asher mutter. V'yovi akos v'ashlishi v'achriya b'neim Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni Hachi ilan plukta Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi v'rabbanan asher plukta Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan. Meaning, in each case we asked, what would Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbanan hold in the case of the Asherah tree? In the case of the Ilan tree, we asked, what would Rebbe and what would Rabbanan hold? But the Gemara says, the same machloikas that we found by Rebbe of Rabbanan, the Gabi Deruvit Chumen, where he placed it on a tree, where we said, uh-oh, we got a problem, also the Shtamish B'Ilan, but it's only Benishmashes, your Benishmashes, Nish Benishmashes. Same machloikas will apply over here too. And the same thing, the Gabi Asherah, the same machloikas will be Rabbanan, the Gabi Kever, the same machloikas will be over here as well.
Why don't we say by Shira like by Lula? We say, I think, Mishal Kalem, and it's already considered destroyed. You can't, and normally you could, Lula, we say, but we say no by Shira, it's not, because it's already, I think we've talked about Shira there, because it's considered like it's destroyed already.
The Mark says, Ksuse Mechtes Shiure. Every single Lulav has to be 4 Tvachim long, okay. 3 Tvachim plus 1 Tefach at the top. That's the from the end of the lulav to the top of the tiyum is 4 tefachim altogether. So Gemara says if it's an asherah, then we look as if it's burned, and therefore it's no longer the full shear; it's only half of the shear, and therefore it's not kosher. You're asking the same thing should apply to our sulam over here. If it has a din of asherah, maybe it should be ksuzim mechta shure. It's an interesting question. What Brother Shai is asking is that L'choyre, based on a Gemara Masechta Sukkah, L'choyre we should have another problem with our Sulam, because Ksuzi Mechtishure. Skonzang Ksuzi Mechtishure is a Svara where the Torah requires there to be a special length. You have that, you have shiurim. You have a shiur of a kazayis, a shiur of a revias. Here you have a shiur of four tvachim. So this undermines the four tvachim if it's made out of shiur, because as if it's cut. Here, although there is a shiur here too, it's got to be four wide, it's got to be ten tall. But it's not that is the halacha requires that. It's to be able to make a pesach in this tree, in this wall. That's why you have to have those shiurim. If you don't want to make an Erev jointly, then don't. You know, it's not that there's, if some mitzvahs I say that it has to be dafka certain. So maybe you wouldn't say ksusim ech shiura in our situation. Baruch up to you. Barry has a question.
Yeah, and a shiura is also a tree.
A shiura is a tree, so, for sure.
So it has an identity as a tree, and identity as an asherah.
Mm-hmm.
An asherah, if a guy worships it, comes to the pastel, it reverts to being a tree. Right? So it has both identities. It feels like a tree is a subset of the Shera question.
Mm-hmm. That's why we start off first with a tree. We're going up in steps, just like the ladder. First we talk about the Elan, and then we're going to the next level from Elan to Asherah.
It feels like it's one of those things where it's a Moshe, it's a Kolel. The tree is planted, then it becomes an Asherah. I mean, when does, you know, it's not parallel. It feels like we can enter into all those questions we have of Isra Chalal Isra type things.
Isra Chalal Isra is usually by two deraises that you have, two Isra deraises. You can always add an Isra Drabanan onto an Isra deraisa. So, Asherah tree, of course, an Isra deraisa. And the Chum can go and say, it's not only now they have but in Shabbos, you also now have Mishtamish. Of course, the Chum didn't say specifically by Asherah, they said by all trees. So, all trees includes an Asherah tree as well, that you came in Mishtamish B'ilan. And if you are Mishtamish B'ilan on Shabbos, with an Asherah tree, the Chum, you have both a problem of an Issa Deraisa, you're having Anoah from Asherah, and you also be over the Issa Drabanan of being Mishtamish B'ilan on Shabbos. Let's just learn one more Mishnah and a short piece of Gemara. Fill the two dots in the bottom. Zok the Mishnah, very simple Mishnah. Charit shebein beis chatzeres amuk yud v'roichav dalet ma'arvin shleim ma'arvin echad. What we have now is the mirror image of what we've been talking about until now. We've been talking about a koisel which protrudes from the ground, goes up 10 tvachim, and now we're going to take the koisel and we're going to go and bury it down in the ground. We're going to have a charit, a ditch that is submerged in the ground 10 tvachim deep. So that is also like an effective barrier between one and the other, but of course it's got to be Reichav Dalit, because it's less than Reichav Dalit, says Rashi. You can easily jump or skip over it, right? You just give a spring and you go from one side to the other side. Okay, so again, Charit Shebein Beis Chatzeres, it's Omakyud, it's 10 Tvachim deep, so it's like a Machitza, but Reichav Dalit, it's 4 wide. Ma'arv Shnayim, you can make an 8 of each Chatzer independently, Vein Ma'arv Nechad, you cannot go and merge the two together. Why? Because this is like a Machitza. And a filler molikash oitem. And what happens if you filled up, you put in fillers? That's what the Daniel said before. You fill up the charitz with kash, with straw, tevin, a different type of stubble or straw. You fill it up. Same thing applies. You cannot be ma'ariv together as one, because this is an effective barrier between the two. But if molik offerates, right, as you filled it up with dirt or with pebbles, with stones, then Marvin Achim and Marvin Shnayim, then you have merged the two together, because after all there is no wall, it's just the charitz. You have effectively filled up the charitz. So now the two, Mendy, you're being summoned again. So now the two, you see, so many mitzvahs, unbelievable, Givaldik. So now when you have the two, anyway, it's a moving minion, Baruch Hashem, it's on the move. Ma'arvin Echmi, Ma'arvin Shnayim, Baruch Hashem, we don't have the problem. The first one is usually good. Ma'arvin Echad, the whole thing is filled up to the top, so now it's level. So then you, Ma'arvin Echad, then you have to make an eight of the two together, because it's no longer two chatzeres, it's one merged, united chatzer, and you have to make one eight of, you don't make two eight of it. We're going to see in the Gemara, why is there a difference between whether you use the filler, you use straw, or when you no longer have straw, because that was the last straw, if you filled it up with Ovritz Reiris, why is that any different? Manishtana. We'll see Mi'amara in a moment. Now, I have an Aitza, just like we had before by the Bor V'chulia, or that Omid which was full of pegs and nails, when I was Nosan Alab Nasser. You see, Ayid gets an Aitza. Ayid has ingenuity. He sees that there's a Charit. What does he do? He buys a big board, and it's a thick board. So now, Rochav Bar Tzvachim, it's four wide, so you can easily now walk over as a bridge, walking over the Charit. Or, V'chem Beis Gizuz Troiz, Zu Keneged Zu. What happens if you have two terraces or balconies which are extending from two houses parallel to one another? However, there's a space between the two terraces, the two balconies, and you put a board between one and the other. And here too, the Art Scroll and all the other picture books have pictures, but it's very simple. You have these two large ledges, two large terraces sticking out on opposite sides, and now you go and put a ledge or a board in between, so you can now walk from one to the other. So Ma'arvin Shnayim, if you want to, you can still consider them to be separate, because after all, if you take the board away, it's two separate chatzeres, here two separate gizus trois, two separate houses. Vimratzu, however, if you leave the board there, Ma'arvin Echot, you can go be Ma'arv them as one, because now you can bridge the gap, and now it's one. Pachas Mikan, however, if it's less than four, Ma'arvin Shnayim and Ma'arvin Echot, you can only make an Erev of two, and not one, because you haven't been able to go and bridge the gap, literally, and therefore it has a status of two separate chatzeres, two separate apartments, two separate houses, and the board did not accomplish anything. Okay, now of course, if it's too short, and the board is going to fall into the crack or the crevice, or for that matter, if it's too short, it's not going to reach from one terrace to the other, then it's the Gdova Pasha, it is not an effective board. What we mean to say, if it's not sufficiently wide, yes, I have a board, but it's a narrow board, it's a long board, so it bridges the gap, but it's so narrow that your average person would be afraid to walk on that board, because if he tilts a little bit to the right or to the left, chas v'shalom, he'll fall into the chritz. So Rashi said, when he said that it's pachas mikan she'en rochav, it's not sufficiently wide. Okay, on to the Gemara. We said in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that if you fill up the chritz with offer or tzroirais, that's a good filler, but if you put in kash or tevin, it's not. Why don't you, the word chayitz, says Rashi, means leisosim. Why do you say that the tevin is not considered to be a good filler? But not today. We learned in the Mishnah, matbein shebein shtei chatzeres. Matbein means a heap of tevin, which is in between.
A haystack.
We able to find the needle? You can't find a needle in a haystack, right? Anyway, so a matbein, which is a haystack. Good, thank you. Shebein shtei chatzeres, which is in between two chatzeres. Kavoy asar tvachim, it's 10 tvachim tall. Ma'ar mishnayim, ma'ar me'echad. This is an effective wall, this haystack between the two. Hey, can't get out, can't go from one side to the other. So two separate Reuven, two separate Chatzers. So what do I see from that? That there the hay you consider to be an effective machitza. Why don't you say that the hay inside the charit is an effective filler? Amar Rabbi, the inyan machitza kol ha'alma loy pligi dehavi machitza. The guy machitza, it is a good machitza. Amar inyan chatzitza, chatzitza again here meaning a filler. Ibatlei chayitz. If you say, I'm leaving it there, it's a good chatzitza. It's a good filler. But if you're not mevatel it, it's not a good. Why is it not good? Says Rashi, because a person might extract the tevin or the kash and use it. What would you use it for? Rashi yesterday said that you use tevin for building blocks, just like we had bricks, like you had in Mitzrayim. That tevin lo yinosin lahem. But they have to go and they make the same number of levanim that they made until now. So you see, you can use tevin straw to go manufacture bricks. You can go and use it for, presumably, for a fire. You can use it for an insulating material. So if you mevatel it and you're leaving the haystack there and you're not moving it, good. It's a good machitza. If you leave the filler down below in the charitz, it's a good filler. However, if you're thinking to yourself, that's today, tomorrow, but in Mitzvah, a few days from now, I'm going to take the tevin or kash out, it's not a good filler, and that's why the Mishnah says that you can ma'arv only shnayim, v'ein ma'arvin echad. Any questions, Rabbi Sai? Hearing none, Mitzvah will continue tomorrow.